Arab League foreign ministers are meeting today in Cairo to discuss ways to bring an end to the U.S.-led war on Iraq. Iraq's foreign minister, Naji Sabri, is attending the meeting and has urged the 22-nation Arab League to come up with a true Arab position on the crisis. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Cairo.
Protests continue today throughout the Arab world. In Syria, in Bahrain, and in Sudan, police had to keep demonstrators away from the U.S. embassies in those countries. Demonstrators turned out for the third day running in the Egyptian capital, Cairo, as well. Today's demonstrations, however, were confined to the campuses of several universities. They were largely peaceful, unlike yesterday's violence that left dozens of protesters and police injured. That violence prompted an unusual response from the Egyptian government. In a late-night statement read on state television, the government acknowledged the people's anger, but made it clear that only state-sanctioned peaceful protests would be allowed in the future. The warning was repeated on the front pages of today's newspapers. Egypt's Foreign Minister Ahmed Maher tried to downplay the unrest.
The feeling of the population is natural. They feel solidarity towards the Iraqi people and the suffering of the Iraqi people. We all are commiserating with the people of Iraq, and we want to put an end to the suffering of these peoples.
In Yemen's capital, Sana'a, at least three people were killed yesterday when police tried to keep thousands of people from reaching the U.S. embassy there. In the Jordanian capital, Amman, riot police used tear gas and wooden sticks to disperse angry worshippers. In Jordan, support for the Iraqi people, if not their leader, runs strong. Like Egypt, Jordan is a U.S. ally in the region, and Jordan's King Abdullah II felt the need to issue a statement last night on state TV urging his people to moderate their public shows of support for the Iraqi people. Political analyst Walid Kaziha of the American University of Cairo says Egypt and Jordan have reason to be worried.
Here is Baghdad under fire, and there is very little that Arab governments are doing. I think these demonstrations do have the tendency to snowball, and I think in time, if the war continues, if Arab governments seem not to be doing anything about it, I think their position would be quickly eroded.
Other analysts, however, argue that Arab security forces are capable of keeping the protests contained. But many countries in the region are already suffering economic hardship with widespread unemployment and rampant inflation. The war will only make things worse, and the longer it continues, the more people's rage will grow. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Cairo.